Hello and welcome to CEO Podcast. You're with Christine Satovsky, and in this episode, international business speaker and mentor to business leaders, Ian Berry, shares with us that an outcome of real leadership is that people are influenced in remarkable ways. And he also shares with us five keys to achieving such outcome. The first is to share insight and not information. We have all experienced death by PowerPoint. I observe that most leaders, whatever the media, tend to dump information on us. Only real leaders share insights that they have gleaned from information, and they share it in a myriad of ways that are beneficial for others. Some possible actions that Ian suggests are that before opening your mouth or sending any form of communique, ask yourself, am I about to provide insight the recipients will highly value, and is this the best way to present it? Number two is to get into the habit of running insights past trusted colleagues or friends before you share it with others. This will sharpen your focus and also most likely increase the depth of your insight. You can also keep a journal and regularly record your insights and ponder on it regularly before you share it. The second key is to be inspirational. Insight not presented in ways that inspire often falls through the cracks. Is not so much what we say, rather how we say it. Some possible actions that Ian suggests is to receive regular presentation skills coaching and mentoring, both for one-on-one and in groups. Also, speak more from your heart, more than your head. Share your feelings more than your thoughts. Ian also suggests that you take time to regularly reflect on who inspires you and why. Other people are like mirrors reflecting insights about who we need to be. The third key is to help people to turn insight into ideas. Insight loses its potency unless it soon becomes an idea that we can work on. Possible actions include to ask questions immediately following the sharing of your insights, such as, what do you feel that we can do with this to... or in what ways can we use this to... or... what is your gut feeling about this? Provide people with resources that encourage them to be creative. And don't forget to celebrate ideas, even if they don't come to anything. The fourth key is to work with people as they turn insight, inspiration, and ideas into innovation. Insight, inspiration, and ideas wane unless we innovate. Most leaders think innovation is the creation of ideas. It's not. Innovation is the successful implementation of an idea. Some possible actions include to have a policy that celebrates learning from failure and making mistakes, have an ideas policy, a procedure and a practice that is transparent and enables everyone to see what happens, from when the idea is generated through to implementation or otherwise. People will not mind if you do not act on their idea, provided you explain why openly. People will mind, and they often stop being creative, when their ideas disappear without a trace and they are given no explanation. Sadly, a common practice in unremarkable organizations. You can also allow people regular time to work on innovation. The fifth key is to give credit where credit is due. A sure sign of real leadership is our ability and willingness to work with others to see an idea through to innovation and then be lavish in our praise. Some possible actions include to give credit when it is due, to say thank you to those who give you credit. There is no need to say anything else. Also, share success stories, honoring the real characters of the story, with all your stakeholders in as many ways as possible. If you have leadership issues that you would like to discuss with Ian, you're welcome to contact him on his website at www.ianberry.au.com. If you'd like a written copy of this article or to discover others like it, head on over to the CEO Online website at www.ceoonline.com. While you're there, you can also find case studies, top CEO thinking, learning modules, book summaries, and many other resources to build your business, management, and leadership skills. We hope to see you on www.ceoonline.com soon. That's all for this episode, and join us next time for 5 Essential Traits of Highly Effective Leaders with Donna Stone.